Previously on Shir, we discussed the definition of Rishus HaRabim, right? And we really came up with three approaches, okay? And what we're going to do today is kind of step back a little bit and kind of figure out, like, where did those parameters come from, right? They're great. They work really nicely. But a little bit like, what inspires them and where's the evidence for them? Sort of in the development, it's not just like, oh, three categories that I made up and like they fit really nicely, but in the sugya itself, where do these concepts come up, right? Where do does the Gemara ever mention like these key ideas on what makes something Rosh Hashanah and how can we, develop from that into, giving us a clear definition of what formally conceptually makes Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so the three categories we had previously on Shir, where we had, let's move backwards in my notebook. And we had Rishus HaRabim as a structure, right? The what, like what does it look like? It has no walls, it's open, it's 16 amos, it's mefulash, it goes straight through the city, right? It's a road, it's a plaza. Right? These architectural features, these urban planning features that make it into Rishus HaRabim, right? The function of the Rishus HaRabim, the idea of how people actually use it, where the people, like, oh, the Rabim are found there, practically, like, that's where people are, right? There are lots of people there, they're going through, lots of people are using it, things like that. And finally, the question of almost like a formal, a combination of legal and practical, accessibility and usage, it's open to the public, it's public property, it's something that everyone has access to and everyone uses, independent of whether or not you have lots of people, right? While the second idea is that, you have lots of people there, that's where the Rabim are. The third option is to say that it's a question of who owns it and who's allowed to use it and who does use it. Let's say the Midbar, the Rambam says, is a Rishus Rabim, right? Because it's open to the public, it's public property, even though, right, you'll be hard-pressed to, to find humans there. Okay, all right, so those are our three ways of looking at it. And we saw, right, just from the straight off the Gemara, it sounds like the first one, right? We have the structure, there's, Rosh Hashanah is this thing that is, it doesn't have four walls and it's not 10 tefachim high, instead it's open and it's tesai and amah wide and it's a road and it's a plaza, and those things are Rosh Hashanah. We saw in Rashi and the Rajba, that they emphasize the presence of the Rabim. Rashi says you need actually 600,000 people. You have to have the Rabim there in order to make it Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The Rajba says that even if you have four walls, as long as it's the public plaza, then it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, right? The Rajba says you can have a place that's totally mukaf machitzos, but since it's the public plaza, that by definition is a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, right? It's where the Rabim are found. And the Rambam very strongly came out, perhaps the Ramban came out strongly on the idea that, no, it depends, who's open to. Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, right, says that the Midbar, when Bnei Yisrael are there, is dafka not Rosh Hashanah, which is a great example of the difference between, right, the functional Ashita versus the accessibility Ashita, right? Rashi says a Midbar is only Rosh Hashanah when it's open to the public.
When Bnei Yisrael are there.
Exactly, right? Why? Because?
Because that's when it's being used by 600,000 plus people, and it's a bustling place.
Exactly, right? That's Mamash when the Tzibur is there. If it's a place where the Rabbim are, what's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? It's a place where the Rabbim are. So if you have an Rabbim, it's great, and if not, then it's just a Kamas. The Rambam is the opposite. When Bnei Yisrael are there, it's like, ugh, all these humans are here, kicking, where's so much traffic. Anyone could go and do whatever they want. I'm sure it's just happening. Right? There's no one there to stop you from doing what you want. Anyone can go and do it. Do whatever they want there. If the Bnei Yisrael are there, then mamish, there's this, huge machane of, Zionists, like, getting in the way of it. Right? So, according to Rashi, the Rambam, Zach said the exact opposite of the Gabi the Midbar. According to Rashi, Bizman Azeh, there's no people, so it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And according to Rambam, no, Bizman Azeh, it's Rosh Hashanah Rabim because you can go do whatever you want. Right, some of them care about what you can do there, how you can use it. Rashi's caring about who is there, and a lot of other details like the tour and even just a shot, the sort of what we came in just to get thinking in our basic, knowledge of things in advance, we would have said all about the question of how built, right? If it's a road that's 16 amos wide and goes straight, goes through the city, then it's Rabin. And if not, right, it's based on the, but taking a step back, where do ideas come from? Where do they play out? And, how do you see them coming out of this again, right? So the Gemara does talks not about the wrong thing. I want to share it. So the Gemara of Zion is talking about harmless. Okay, so here we're not talking about what makes something Rosh Hashanah. We're actually talking about what knocks something out from being Rosh Hashanah. So why is that important? Why is that distinction actually a big deal? All right, if I tell you something sufficient to make something Rosh Hashanah, then I'm saying, that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. If I tell you that if it's not X, then it's not Rosh Hashanah, it could be it also could be, right, that Rosh Hashanah is really not X, right? But there's a necessary distinction that, it has Y. For example, when it comes to Tazayama or Makura, they can't have a roof and it has to be a certain width. So what does Rambam say? Rambam says, Rosh Hashanah is a place that's open to the tzibur, right? But it's only a place that's open to the tzibur, right? That happens to meet this extra requirement that can't have a roof on it and it can't be less than 16 amos. Right? But that's what's the chat? Yes. I'm confused. I just got a yes. Yes, why?
Your audio is being super glitchy. We can't really, it's cutting in and out. We can't really hear you so well.
Oh, okay. That's not good. Let's see if I can fix that. Oh, I have a good internet connection.
Now it sounds a little bit better. I don't know. Keep talking.
Okay. Hopefully it'll pick back up. If it gives trouble, maybe I'll switch networks or something. Should I raise the volume? Can I do that? Okay. So just warn me again if the audio glitches. So right, okay. So essentially what we're saying is what knocks Rosh Hashanah out? Okay, so the fact that it knocks Rosh Hashanah out doesn't necessarily mean that that's what defines Rosh Hashanah. Right? So this thing can be helpful, but it's not necessarily going to do the whole job. That's just an important methodological point. Okay, within Sugya, the Gemara says, a carmelist, atukulu, now we love carmelists, right? The Braisa gave a list of carmelists, and then it said, oh, they're carmelists. Okay, you just gave a list of carmelists and said, and a carmelist is also a carmelist. Well, obviously, a carmelist is a carmelist. You just gave me a list of them. So, ki asa ravdimi amar of Yonan. Okay, what is the panelist in the Brisa? This kitty corner that's next to Rosh Hashanah, right? It's sort of a little alcove on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, dizimin the dachki be rabin. Sometimes, right, the people do go into it, right, into this little, they step into this alcove. Va'ayli ligava. Since it's not convenient to use, ki karmelis dami, it's a karmelis. Ki also rav dimi am rav Yochanan, ben hamudim nidon ki karmelis. My time, ma'af agav de darsi barabim, kivan do mistagi luhu bahadei, ki karmelis dami. Right, because since people go through it straight, it's not a karmelis. So am rav zera, am rav Yehuda, it's a shlof ne hamudim nidon ki karmelis. Lamanda Amar Ben Hamudim called Genis. Lamanda Amar Isva Isva Hudu Nichatash Mishdei. Ava Ben Hamudim Nichatash Mishdei. Vadelon Dinichatash Teva. It'll be Rosh Rabin. Shnachrina. Ava Ben Hamudim Dizim Darsi Rabin Kirshus Rabin Dami. That was a mosquito. I just got a mosquito. Nemait, evil in the world. Okay, right? So the Gemara here goes through a few different things. Right? It says, you have this alcove next to Rosh Hasharabim. Physically, it's like part of the Rosh Hasharabim. Okay? But what? Because in the Dachi Rabim, sometimes people go into it, but even though Nicha Tamish says it's not convenient to use, it's a Karmelis. Okay? So, what are we saying? We're saying that if you have something that's convenient to use, okay, Nicha Tashmish Day and Nicha Tashmish Day are going to determine whether or not something is going to be Rosh Hashanah. What does that tell me? What can I do based on that? I have something. It's in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. It's not Nicha Tashmish Day. Right, what can I say?
So it sounds like a Rosh Hasharabim is somewhere where people go rather than where they can go.
It's somewhere, okay. I would formulate this a little bit differently. Yes, right? Meaning close. I would say that for a little different line, actually. If you look at this one, later on, bin hamudim, dinicha tashmishtei, well, that'll be Rosh Hashanah, but, bin hamudim, zimin darsi be le rabim, kirshas rabim damya, right? That's where people do go. If people actually go, then that's going to make it Rosh Hashanah, right? So there, that's closer to what Amitai is saying. Right, close to the nicha tashmishtei, there's a little bit of a difference, right? Because what does lo nicha tashmishtei mean? It's not a question of do you or do you not. What is it?
Convenient?
Exactly, right? Is it convenient or is it not? Right. What we're what we're basically doing is defining Rosh Hashanah based on the convenience of use. Or we're determining whether this area, which architecturally should be part of Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Hashanah, because is it convenient to use or is it not? Right? Okay, and who said that? That was a good idea. Is that it? So here, I think it would be, right, it's all about access. It's about accessibility, right? Nicha Tashmishtei, which is a good contemporary example, it doesn't matter whether a disabled person who, or an elderly person who can't walk wants to use, right, or come into your building, right? Your building needs to be accessible. It has to be wheelchair accessible, right? Whether or not someone actually wants it, is going to be held back, is going to use it, isn't so important, right? The question is, if a public building needs to be wheelchair accessible, right? Nicha Tashmishtei says, right, it has to be, right, and then whether or not something is Nicha Tashmishtei is going to define whether or not, it's going to define whether or not this thing can be a Rosh Hasharabim. Because Rosh Hasharabim, by definition, in public, you cannot do it.
Your audio is very noisy.
It's very not in the Nakishman. Why is it so glitchy? Oh, sorry. We'll be better soon. Okay. Right. So, right, when it comes to Nicha Tashmishtei, we care, right? Is it convenient? Is it Noach? Can you use it? And therefore, right, it's the potential for access that it's open to the public that matters. On the other hand, right, if you look at the question of, right, Mistagi Bahadei, do people walk through it? right? Afagav de Darsi Barabim, right? Is it Darsi Barabim? Or is it not this Darsi Barabim? Sorry, where's the Darsi? Right, Zimnin Darsi Le Rabim. Right, Zimnin Darsi Le Rabim. One second, should I share that? I'll share that. No, whatever. Right, at the end, does Zimnin Darsi Le Rabim is this, I think, is functional. It says, right? Two people actually walk through it. Right? If people walk through it practically, right, that makes it into Rishus HaRabim. And if not, then right, it's not. People aren't walking through it. Okay. What's the third criteria mentioned by this Gemara? Right, we saw Dachki BeRabim. Do the Rabim walk through it? Right? Nichotash Mishdei. Is it convenient to use? And the third, my time, Avgav de Darsi Barabim, even though people do walk through it, even the lomistagi luhu behadei kikarmelis nami. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Lomistagi luhu behadei, shahayu amudim harbe ba'orech verochev, zesh lo keneged zeh, and therefore, you can't walk, people don't walk straight through it. Okay? I even drew this very, very helpful infographic right here. No, just really just a graphic. Just a graphic, right? In order to cross through this area of the street, which has these pillars where people are hanging their wares, right? What do you have to do? You have to zigzag, right? If you wanted to go straight through the street, what would you do? What would you have to do? Right? You'd go. Can I draw on this now? I don't know if I can draw on this. I don't know if I can. Oh, I don't know if I can actually edit this, but oh, I can. Right. What you'd have to do is you'd have to go. I'd have to go like this. I can't draw. Oh, I can't draw this. But basically, what I have to do is I have to go down. I'd have to bypass the whole thing, right? So the flow of traffic of the road is what.
Is around it.
Exactly, right? It's going to bypass it. You can't go straight through it. Lo mistagi b'hadei. You don't use it. There's no through traffic. Right? Lo mistagi b'hadei. People don't go. You don't go straight through it. Right? Because you can't. Because these amudim are not perfectly parallel. They're haphazard. Right? So you'd have to zigzag through it. Once you have to zigzag through it, right, if you really want or were trying to go through, you would just bypass it. What does that mean? Okay, why do I care? But people really do go into it, right? People are buying and selling there. It's nichatash. Let's say it's nichatash mishdei. Let's say dachki be'rabim. Right? People will walk through it. People, right, find it convenient to use. So why shouldn't it be rishus rabim? Just because lo mistagi b'hadei. You can't cut straight through it. And it is? Think of it, right? I told you, it's like a big hint. This is like one of the key hints, you know. It's not very emistic a hint, but it's a very practical hint. I told you that Nichotash Mishtei talks about access. Darsi be'rabim cares about functionally whether or not the rabim are there. All right, what am I going to say? I don't want to steal your thunder. Right? If I said Nichotash Mishtei is access and Darsi be'rabim is functional, then Lo Mistagi B'Hadei is going to be?
Structural.
Structural, very good, Amitai. Right? Exactly. I guessed it. Because why? Why should Lo Mistagi B'Hadei be structural? What are we saying? How would you define a Rishus HaRabim according to that?
I think a place that's like, you know, built for people to walk through.
Right. A thoroughfare, right?
A
road. If it's a road, you have to be able to walk through it. I don't care that it's convenient to use, right? Structurally, it's a road. No matter how convenient it is to use, if it's convenient to use as your laundromat, it's not a road. So structurally, neither the convenience nor the presence of humanity, all humanity, is going to do it for you, right? If, now I'm going to say logos, I'm going to say this argument, right? If it's not designed for that, if it's not designed structurally as a thoroughfare, right? Now, actually, this actually adds to us a little question, which is, what really is the Ikar of Rishus HaRabim? Is it the Sratya or is it the Platya? Right? Is the Ikar of Rishus HaRabim that Mistagi Bahadei, it's a thoroughfare, or that it's a marketplace? Right? Is it the fact that people move around in it, or is it the fact that it's a place where people do commerce and people get together? Is it a throughware, or is it a we have other mishalim for it, but you know, is it like the Harlem River Drive is always like a parking lot, right? Is it like the Harlem River Drive where you go to socialize, right? You sit there for a few hours as you inch along. Or is it the Grand Central, where you just like, you know, you're belting along? Or Highway 80. Highway 80 is pretty good. Right? Meaning, is it a thoroughfare? Is it essentially a way of getting around? Rosh Hashanah Yachid is a place where you're al yetzei ish mimkomo. Right? Torah says, al yetzei ish mimkomo b'yom HaShabbos. So therefore, you can't go into the, you can't be walking around with chafatim on the highways, because you're clearly not b'mkomcha, right? Or is it that really the problem is going to the makom harabim, of the makom of commerce, right, to the platya where everyone's buying and selling? In which case, even if I think, you know, whatever I think about Sarabim, if it's lo mistagib hada, that shouldn't really bother me so much. If I think the real point of Rosh Sarabim is that it's a platya, and it's the central market, and that's where everyone congregates. Who cares that you can't go right through it? I mean, if the whole point is that it's a thoroughfare, then this makes a lot of sense, right? Some say, right, if it's a thoroughfare. Right, it's a highway. Or the car that it's, or the marketplace. Why is it lo mistagi bahada? Because that's where people are doing commerce, in the middle of the road. Right? When the guy sets up his little fruit cart in the shoulder, right, he's causing a hazard to traffic, but he's definitely, right, contributing to commerce. Okay, right, so this idea is that the Gemara itself brings all three of these down as potential reasons why you would knock something out for being Rosh Hasharab, right? Okay, fine, so let's continue. Okay, but that's very gishmak, because what does that tell me? What do I do? I see this Gemara and I say, wow, wait a second, right? Why should I care about each one of these factors? Right? And the answer is, right, when each one points to a different key determinant in what could make Rosh Hasharabim into Rosh Hasharabim. Okay. Let's try to hop in the rest of the Makaros today. So we can move on to, let's say, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay. The Gemara has a different question about Chori Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Chori Rosh Hashanah Rabin. And what about these like little, let's say like little like alcoves on the side of Rosh Hashanah Rabin that you could put things on? Okay. So Abaya Amar Chori Rosh Hashanah Rabin Kirshas Harabin Damu. Rava Omer Lav Kirshas Harabin Damu. Not like Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Amalei Rava Labaya. Lididach the Amris Chori Rishus Harabim Kirshus Harabim Damu Maishna Meha the Chiasar of Dim Yamar Yochanan Lo Nitzrucha Ella the Karen Zabis Hasmucha Rishus Harabim. No, it must be, right? Why is it different than a Karen Zavis? So, Tevi Gichor Rishus HaRabim, right? It's something that's physically, right, you know, adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim. Why should we say that Karen Zavis is not Rishus HaRabim, but these Chorin are? So, right, the Karen Zavis you could actually walk into, right? It's an alcove. It's like this, it's like a little alcove, as opposed to, you know, the Chorin, which is like a little, or it's like a little, you know, corner, but these Chorin are actually like a little, just like a niche in the wall. So the answer is, Hasam lo nichatash mishtei, hacha nichatash mishtei. Okay, over there, it's not nichatash mishtei when it comes to the Karen Zavis. But here, it's even though, right, it's like sunk into the wall. So architecturally, it's totally not a Rosh HaSarabim, right? It's also not a highway at all. It's totally not anything in terms of its being a marketplace, a highway, physically part of the Rosh HaSarabim. But because these little niches are convenient to use for the Rosh HaSarabim, Abaya says that makes it into Rosh HaSarabim, right? So, you know, clearly what Abaya thinks, that more defining than the structure and even the, you know, the presence of the rabbin, you know, is what it's used for, who it serves. And if it serves the, you know, the, if the people can use it conveniently, then it's part of the Rosh HaRabbin, right? And what's crazy, or I mean, what's really shocking, is that this is not just a necessary component. It's not that this is going to knock something out of being Rosh HaRabbin, but it's a sufficient determinant. It alone will make a Rosh HaRabbin out of this little, you know, niche in the wall. Okay. So that just shows that it's not just a, right, the Gemara that we saw before, right, these categories aren't just ways of saying, oh, well, that's not going to be Rosh HaRabbin because it also needs to be Nichatash Meshtei. It also needs to be Darasi Barabim, but rather even something that doesn't fit the category but is Nichatash Mishtei might suddenly be catapulted into being Rosh HaRabbim just by that alone. Okay, and that already says something very powerful of this idea of Nichatash Mishtei and Rosh HaRabbim. A similar and parallel discussion happens with Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim on Daf Tzadi Daled. Okay, Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim argue about Tzidei Rosh HaRabbim Kirsh HaRabbim Dami. Rabbi Lazar Savar Tzidei Rosh HaRabbim Kirsh HaRabbim Dami, and the Rabbanan argue. Okay, and what's interesting about that is, you know, there are two questions. There's like two options of how to define Tzidei Rosh HaRabbim. Is it simply, you know, just this edge of the Rosh HaRabbim? I guess, you know, like the shoulder basically, which is not quite the road, right? But it's not separate. Or is it something like almost like, a, I don't know, like the sidewalk or something where, not really the sidewalk, sidewalk's not a good idea, but it's like there's a barrier there, right? There's actually, there's chipufe, right? These like pylons, these little like traffic cones or those like little concrete cone things that they put in the sidewalk to keep the cars from driving there, right? And there's a question whether Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham argue when there are these pylons or even without them, right? And I want to pick out a line here. Oh, right. The answer, Rabbi Elazar says, Hasam lo kadarsi be rabim, hacha darsi be rabim. Rabbi Lazar says that if you have an area that's actually like part of the guy's chatzer and the wall fell down, so the rabbim go through it, even though he thinks Tzidei Rosh HaRabbim, which are lo nichatash mishteh, which are physically part of the, which are being used as part of the Rosh HaRabbim, even though physically they're distinct, right? Even if they have these pylons, they're going to be Rosh HaRabbim because the rabbim use it. Even if it's actually partially enclosed by the guy's walls, it's going to be considered Rosh HaRabbim. Okay, so basically what Rabbi Lazar is doing is he's saying that if something is Nichatash Mishtei, it's Rosh HaRabbim. Even if physically, right, it's set off from the Rosh HaRabbim. Right, meaning what really defines Rosh HaRabbim is the Nichatash Mishtei, that the Rabbim use it conveniently. the fact that it's separate and that there, you know, there's these demarcating pylons isn't going to stop it from being Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Tosos goes just really goes into that in detail. Second. Where is that? I want to pull another line in Tosos. Sorry. Okay, yeah. Right. Back on our Gemara, right? Hasam lo nichatash mishtei. So the Tosus wants to know by the Rabbanan, right? Fine. So he said that Rabbi Lazar thinks that Tzidei Rosh Sarabim Kirsha Sarabim Dam because nichatash mishtei, but the Rabbanan don't. Right? So it's all great that I can show you that Rabbi Lazar really thinks that the convenience of use defines Rosh Sarabim, even taking something that physically, architecturally should not be Rosh Sarabim and catapults it into being Rosh Sarabim. But then the Chachamim argue. So Tosus points out that Tzidr Sarabim L'Rabbanan Lav Kirsha Sarabim Dami Afagav D'Nichatash Mishtei Tfei Mikaren Zavis D'Ha Afilu Rabbi Lazar D'Palik B'Tzidr Rosh Sarabim Mo D'Bekaren Zavis K'Depir Shla'el Afilu Hachi Lo Havi K'Chor Rosh Sarabim D'Chor Rosh Sarabim Nichatash Mishtei Tfei. So actually he says Tosus, no. Don't think that the question of Nichatash Mishtei is just going to be a simple, clean-cut one of, oh, Rabbi Lazar thinks yes, Chachamim think no, and the Rabbanan think are structuralists, let's say, because there are different levels of Nichatash Mishtei. He basically says that you have, on the one hand, Tzidei Rosh Hasarabim, you have Karen Zavis, which is, you know, very inconvenient to use. I mean, you could use it, but it's like a dead end alley, you know, it's not really very helpful to anyone. You have like the shoulder of the road, and you have these chorim, which people really use all the time. And the chorim Rosh Sarabim, Abaya is talking even according to the Chachamim. Okay, so what Sosa's doing is that what I would have said is like a clean cut chakira between Rabbi Lazar thinks it's Nichatash Mishtei, the Rabbanan think it's a question of structure and maybe, you know, maybe use, right? Presence of the Rabbin, let's say. The Tosa says no, right? Maybe the Rabbanan and the Buzzer argue just as a question of extent. And really, you could say across the board, you know, it's all about the Tashmish. The question is just, you know, how much it needs to be Nicha Tashmish Day. Okay. The Tosos read over here says, Rabbi Karim Zavis has Smuch Lashus Rabbim, Mishim Hachi Chashvin Ale, Karmelis, Vilom Avatlin, and Behadi Rashus Rabbim. Yes, here, by the way?
Yeah.
Is the audio fine?
It was iffy for a second, but I think it's good now.
Okay. Mishum hachi chashiv rishus la'atma, v'lo batla itza rishus v'hevi karmelis. Aval chori rishus harabim, d'lo nicha tash mishtayu, Lo chashiv yirushos la'atzman v'arehin kirushos harabim. Do you see what the Tosfos just did there?
Tied nechatash mishtayu with chashiv yirushos la'atzman.
And he flipped nechatash mishtayu. Right, he said, a Karen Zavis is chashav like Karmelis and not batel to the Rosh Hasarabim because nicha tashmishtei. It seems like he has a different girsa. He says, a Karen Zavis is convenient to use, and therefore someone will turn off the road, basically, you know, park in the shoulder, park in this little corner, I guess in this little parking spot, and do stuff there because it's convenient to use. So the convenience of its use makes it a different makom and makes it distinct from the Rosh Hasarabim. The Rosh Hasarabim is a road. Here, you're going to turn off and it's a rest stop. The rest stop is very convenient to use. And therefore, of course, it's not Rosh Hasarabim because it's its own independent place that people use for different stuff. Right? Rishus Rab Mifan Sham Khefsehen, Umekatvin Sham Lafo Shain Marshan Lassus came Rishus Rabin. Right, you're not allowed to stop in the middle of the highway, but you can turn off to a rest stop and, like, you know, stretch your legs. So the rest stop, therefore, is not going to be part of Rishus Rabin. Mishum Hachi Khashiva Rishus Liatma Velobatele to Rishus the Havya Karmelis. Avachor versus Arabim, Deloni Chatashmayu, which are inconvenient to use, right? It's like a little, you know, it's like a little hole in the wall that's, you know, on the side of the road. It's not convenient to use. Lo Chashiv versus La'atman Varehin Kershus Arabim. So therefore, it's not independently significant, it's not independently useful. And therefore, it's simply batel to the Rosh Hasharabim. It's considered part of the structure of the Rosh Hasharabim. Right? What defines Rosh Hasharabim? Well, not any usage. Not that the rabbim use it. It's only tashmish dehiloch. It's only that you use it as a thoroughfare in a highway. Delo nicha lehilucha b'Rosh Hasharabim. Right? If it's convenient to put objects, then it's not going to be Rosh Hasharabim. Rosh Hasharabim is a place where people walk through. It's a thoroughfare. If it's convenient to put down objects, then it's not Rosh Hasharabim at all. Right? So what has he done? He's basically flipped the whole, right? We were thinking, right? If you take the approach, Michatash Mishtei, so the more convenient it is to use, the better. Says the Tosos Rid, the more convenient it is to use, the worse. Because if it's convenient to use for your object, then it's not a thoroughfare anymore, right? Says the Tosos Rid, right? Nicha Tashmishte, Nicha Lachafatzim, right, is problematic, right? Because, right, it impedes traffic. And therefore, it would knock out Rosh Hasharabim. The whole point is that it's a thoroughfare, right? Let's say, Darcy Bay Rabin. I really should put the Tosafot right over here. You know what? Maybe we'll do that. It's a thoroughfare. Undermines just harabim, right? Because bad for traffic. And if the traffic, if you can't, you know, have the, if it's not.
Go to the traffic spot. Then on the highway. Okay. One last, a few final photos.
Yeah, somebody just tried to steal our sheer room. Ah, yeah. Okay. So one question, like, what's Bein Hamudim, in between these Amudim? So Tosfos says, wait, Av Bein Hamudim, Kirshus Harabim Dami, Afa Pi Sheinbo Amud Lamo Tezainama, Bein Amud Lamo Tezainama, because even though you don't have 16 Amos in between each pillar, so structurally you're in trouble, right? If Rishus Harabim is supposed to be 16 Amos wide, and you have these Amudim sticking out, then you don't actually have 16 amos across. So Toso says, Kivan Shibnei Rosh Hasharabim Bokimbo, V'chutz L'Bein Hamudim Rachav Shisha Asar Amma, it's fine. Right? In a Hanami, you're right. In the area of the Amudim, you have less, you know, you don't have 17 amos in between each one. But if the Rabbin, since the Rabbin walked through it, right, and Sach HaKol across the whole road, you have 16 amos. Right? And the rabbi also walked through these pillars, so the pillars don't take away. Look at Tosfos Rosh, though. Aval Bein Amudim. Someone else want to read? Maybe even better for the audio situation. Okay, one of the Maryland guys. You guys, you're going to read. Tosus Rush, right here. Avabin Amud.
Avabin Amudim, Zimnin Dashu Be Rabim. Alpha Fisha A, Bin Amud the Amud, Shesha Say Ama, Lo Paka Bin Aden Rish Sarabim. The Atu Imnats Kana Rish Sarabim, Umi Atu Mishesha Say, the Kibishil Say, Paka Bin Aden Rish Sarabim.
Oh. Okay. What's the difference between Tosus and the Tosus Rush?
Tosus Rush seems to be talking about like the structure dafka, no?
Yes, very good. Exactly, right? The Tosus Rush says, I have a Rosh Hashanah. Then why? Because, right, let's even, let's, drawing. Let's put in a drawing. Okay. Tosus Rush says as follows. I have a, let's make a, I guess that was Rosh Hashanah. Oops. I have Rosh Hashanah, it's 16 amos across, right? Says the Tosus Rash, you're right that I, let's say I have all these amudim, right? I have amudim, right? Lots of amudim over here. But he says, look, at the end of the day, where am I drawing my line across? All right, where's the line go? The line goes like this, right? And it's 16. All of these, essentially, right, don't really exist. Why don't they exist? Because why should they, right? The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is still here. You're right that there are objects in it, but they're not relevant to the structure of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? What does Toso say? I mean, so what does Tosus Rosh essentially do? He essentially does this, right? Oh, it's not an eraser. It's very unfortunate. How do I erase? It's not like an eraser. Right? Toso says that what? You're right that I have a problem because, right, I have the Amudim, right? So what I have is, let's say I have six, and I have another, you know, let's say I have another nine over here, right? But what I don't have is over here I'm missing. But says Toso, since the Rabbim squiggle through, right, I'm gonna count this as well. So at the end of the day, I also get over here, right? And I can count this as another one. Right? And the Sach HaKol, I have 16. Got that? The terrible picture. Maybe we should get rid of it. Maybe not. We'll just keep it just for fun. Right? For Tosvos, what do I have? I have 6 plus 1 plus 9. Right? Since the Rabbim go through these Amudim, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Tosus Rush says what? What do you mean? I have 16. Once I have 16, the fact that I put Amudim there is irrelevant. Because the structure of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is intact. Tosus has to say that since the use of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim still spans 16 Amos, I still have an area which is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is 16 Amos across in total. Right? Tosus Rush says, you know, I can edit it. That's fantastic, right? This is Tosus. Nope. I can fix that. Right? Tosus Rush just says 16. Right? Tosus says, oh, yeah, you're right. The fact that there's Dachki Be'Rabim gives me an area which shouldn't be, that really doesn't have this width, but I'm going to treat as sufficient because the Rabim actually walked through it. Right? So the structure, I care about structurally, whether or not the structure of the shastrabim is 16 across. Okay, and just one, one even more intense option. But it was like, did everyone get that? I just want to make sure everyone's on board with that. Did everyone get the difference between Tosfos and Tosfos Rush? Tosfos asks, you have a 16 amma Rosh Hashanah, which is Amudim, which you said, right? Shouldn't be Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos says, since the Rabbim go through it, it's considered part of the Rosh Hashanah. Right? So I have I have six, let's say, and then I have another four of Amudim, and then I have another six, and since the Rabbim walked through, so I'm counting that also as an area that's part of the Rosh Hashanah, because Nichat HaShemishta, and they use it. Tosfos Rosh says, why do I care about the Amudim? The road itself is 16 wide. If I put a pebble in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, I put a stick in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, that's not going to be a problem. So you're right, there are some Amudim there, but structurally the Rosh Hashanah is still 16 across. Right? So Tosfos says, no, I actually need the Dries HaSarabim across the whole thing in order to count it as Rosh HaSarab. Okay, and we're gonna finish up, don't worry. Regalachas, the Svas MS kind of uses things in like to even more extreme. He says, wait a second, isn't the Karen Zavis Hasmukh Rosh HaSarabim surrounded on by three walls? Imkein yeshe chalal zeh gimel mechitzos. Right? Miu lashon gemara kivin lo nichat hashmishte. Kasha. B'lav hay taima nami kivin yeshe gimel mechitzos vade lo hevi rishasi rabim because rishasi yachid, right? If it has three mechitzos, three walls around it, rishasi yachid. So he says, efshar dinaka lan lamanda amar likaman dechoy rishasi rabim kirishasi rabim lakach tzar chacha lomar hatam yishom lo nichat hashmishte in a chanami. According to Abaya, if it was Nichat HaShemishta, the fact that it has three walls wouldn't bother us at all. It would still be Rosh HaSarabim. Even though it's really Mikra, then it should be Rosh HaSayachid because it has three walls. The fact that it's Nichat HaShemishta would transform it straight into Rosh HaSarabim from Rosh HaSayachid. Now that's already a huge chiddush. To say that something, that's let's say a Karmelis or a Makom Patur is going to be added onto the Rosh HaSarabim, because Nichat HaShemishta is one thing. To say it would even turn Rosh HaSayachid into Rosh HaSarabim says like the definition of Rosh HaSarabim is like the Nichat HaShemishta to the Rabim. And it also says that that is fundamentally, like the definition of Rosh HaSayachid is that it's not Rosh HaSarabim. And therefore, if something has a positive definition of Rosh HaSarabim, it would be Rosh HaSarabim, even if it also theoretically has all the criteria for Rosh HaSayachid. Right? Meaning when, and now that brings us into mind, this is, wait a second, whoa. When we're talking about Rosh HaSayachid and Rosh HaSarabim, right, are these two totally separate concepts? There's Rosh HaSayachid, there's Rosh HaSarabim, they're the things that don't fit. Or, right, is there a direct relationship? There's no buffer area between Rosh HaSayachid and Rosh HaSarabim. Fundamentally, right, the two of them have like a tension between them. Let's say Rosh HaSayachid is defined by not being Rosh HaSarabim, or Rosh HaSarabim is defined by not being Rosh HaSayachid. Okay? I could define Rosh HaSayachid as anywhere that's blocked off from the Rabim, or I could define Rosh HaSarabim as any place that's not, that's not private. Right? I mean, if I say a midbar is Rosh HaSarabim, then, right, that's very expansive. And then shouldn't everything be Rosh HaSarabim? And they say, in order to be Rosh HaSayachid, you need to make it not Rosh HaSarabim. Everything is Rosh HaSarabim, theoretically, and you need to come and explain to me why something is not. Or I could say the opposite, right? Really, the real Rosh HaSarabim is Rosh HaSayachid. Rosh HaSarabim is something that is, the exact opposite of that. And then there are things that fall in between that are sort of halfway. Right? Or I can say they're two totally separate concepts, and then the default is a Karmelis. Okay, but what we're seeing here, at least according to this, according to Abaya, according to the Svas MS, The definition of Rishus HaYachid is really that it's not Rishus HaRabin. And by being Nichat HaShmishtei, it becomes Rishus HaRabin, independent of the fact that it has three walls. Because Rishus HaYachid is defined by not being Rishus HaRabin, and this has the properties of Rishus HaRabin, even though it also has three walls, which would make it Rishus HaYachid. But since already it's since it fits the Rishus HaRabin, so of course it's Rishus HaRabin. The Rishus HaRabin would win the tug of war. Okay. And just like and Tosfos also says elsewhere, just to guess back to the Tosfos and Tosfos Rush, right? That even if you don't have Tazayin Amma, you know, if it fits the Nichat HaShmishtei or the Dachki Barabim, it could become Rishus HaRabin, even without Tazayin Amma. Okay, so we're gonna stop here. And the next thing we're gonna do is gonna be the definition of Rishus Ha
Yachid,
exactly. Right. Very good. So I'll send out Makaros pretty soon.